Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Good morning, Chirag. Disha from Red FM.
Hi, Disha. Good morning to you as well.
Are you sure it's a good morning for us in Bangalore?
I know it's not a good way to start the second innings of the IPL, but you need to give them some time because their captain, who is leading at the front, is not in a right state of mind.
That is
he
true.
He has been... You see, there were two big news which were released for him.
Yeah.
That he will be stepping down as a captain from the Indian cricket team for the T20. And then yesterday, before the match started, in the morning, he had announced that he will be stepping down as a captain for RCB. Okay, so this all affects. He's a strong player. He's a strong personality. He's an aggressive player. We have to give him some time. And I'm sure the next match, he will come back stronger.
And you are a blue-blooded Bangalore fan, aren't you?
I am. Deep down, I am. Yes.
I can hear it in your voice. But Chirag,
a team
is not about just one player. A team is about multiple players. And 92 all-out, Bangalore is such a solid team. Poor Maxwell was sweating it out in the middle, trying to just hold fort. But the guy got no help from any other player. That, I mean, Virat Kohli aside, baki team mein bhi toh players hain yaar, Chirag.
Correct. Absolutely. Even though if you have a very, very strong team, you know the atmosphere in the dressing room matters. Their shoulders will be down. Okay?
Actually, did you notice Virat Kohli's body language in the match yesterday? His just his energy, his facial expressions, his body language. He just didn't seem like he was in it the way he normally is.
Correct. So he was not our Virat Kohli, the aggressive guy.
Yes.
The person whom we like to watch on the TV. So he wasn't there. But it's temporary. And I'm sure we'll can chat again and we'll be happy about it.
Most definitely. We'll chat again about this, Chirag. And I know as a Bangalore fan, it's just been a very early night yesterday and a slightly heavy morning today. We'll see how the tournament goes. There's still lots of games to go. Huh? The playoff positions aren't decided. So everything's still an open field. And Bangalore is still, if I'm not wrong, even after yesterday's loss, if we look at the points table, still at number 3.
Yes. And I'm sure they're going to maintain that position. At least they will qualify. They will be in the top 4 and my team is going to be there on top 4.
Top 4. Thank you so much, Chirag. And with that positivity, have to give it to Bangalore fans. Kuch bhi ho jaye. The support doesn't deter or diminish. In fact, I think sometimes the harder the times are for Bangalore, the fans get even crazier.
Exactly.
Chirag's message came in on my WhatsApp number, which is still open. In case you'd like to add to it, send me a voice note. Feel free to do that on 9880-935-935. He also mentioned Virat Kohli's announcement that this is going to be the last T20 league for him as Bangalore's captain. Now, the mega auction is next year. But given the options available right now to Bangalore, if someone had to step in, who do you think that possibly might be? Or do you think right now we either have very young or very senior talent? Beach mein, we don't have anybody critical to take over. Hit me up. Let's see what you got to say about this. 9880-935-935. Kohli nahi to phir kaun? Who else could be Bangalore's captain given the current situation? Bajate raho. Morning number one, bad. Disha.
Morning number one, bad. Disha. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.